Hey guys, it's Darren Duff, and today we're going to talk about a new game for the iPhone. Well, it's not new, but it is a game for the iPhone, and it's called Soul Trapper. And this is the opening titles you're hearing right now. Soul Trapper is an audio game for the iPhone. It's an audio game that has still images throughout the game. It doesn't have any graphics or moving pictures, and doesn't require you to have to see to play it. It is essentially an audio drama that is interactive, much like old text adventures on the PC. If any of you guys have ever played those, I'm sure a lot of you have. Now, there are some challenges to Soul Trapper I want to talk about before we play the game. I want to try to keep it positive here. A lot of blind people tried to play this game and said, well, it's unbeatable. There's a certain chapter I'm stuck in. There's no way I can get out of it. And let me tell you that for those of you that have tried to play the game and are still stuck in that particular chapter, I will not give it away. There is a way. I've actually beaten the game entirely the whole way through 2-3 times. So there is most certainly a way to beat the game. Part of the challenge is finding the buttons on the screen. There are some cases where you're going to want to keep voiceover on, and there are many cases where you're going to want to turn it completely off. And we're going to discuss those as we go throughout the game. Now, I'm only going to play the first 4 chapters. I'll tell you why. One is obviously because I don't want to give away too much of the plot and too many spoilers of the game. And the other reason is because there are 2 versions of the app. One version is a paid version, which obviously lets you play the full copy of the game. The other version is the free version of the game, which will let you play the first 4 chapters. So I've got the full game here, but I'm only going to cover the first 4 chapters of the game. Now, the sound quality is done very, 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 very well throughout the game. The sound production is incredible, if I can be so bold. And also, the voice acting is great in most cases. There are a few cases where I think they could have chosen different actors to keep it more authentic. But for the most part, the voice acting is done very, very well, and especially the protagonist in the game. And I'm sorry, my dog is drinking water in there. That's just the way it goes. So the challenging part of the game I want to talk about is, first of all, this game cost $6 in the App Store, $6 USD. If you're listening in a different country, you'll have to check the App Store for your own prices. I'm not familiar with that. But in my opinion, it's well worth the $6 for the full game. Now, the challenging part is actually working with the buttons on the screen. In most cases, well, actually in all cases, they can be learned where they are on the screen. They do not move. They do not change location. However, they're very small at times and sometimes can be very frustrating to find. Now, for me, this was a challenge of completing the game. It was not, I'm not perfect. I will say that. At certain times, it was very tedious and very frustrating. But as I have previously mentioned, I have been able to complete the game 2-3 times. And I'm one of these people, if a game is done well enough, if it's produced well enough, even though the plot is the same every time you play it, I'll play it again and again and again just for the sound production and the quality of the game. I'm just fascinated by that sort of thing. I guess I'm somewhat of an audiophile, so there you go. So I'm going to talk about this game, and we're going to play it. So let's go ahead and get right into it, and just play it, and I'll show you how it works firsthand. Now, you're going to want to put on headphones for this game, because it does require that you play with headphones. Does not use the accelerometer or any other features. The iPod would be very cool if it did, or iPhone, whichever one you have. It'll work on either one. And it does not matter. The other cool thing, at least to the best of my knowledge, is it doesn't matter what version of the iPod or iPhone you have. It just has to be a touch.
Page 5 of 5, Soul Trapper.
Now, I think I accidentally launched it there. I didn't exactly mean to, but that's okay. This is the opening credits to the game, and we have a menu screen on the screen here. I've got the iPod plugged into my mixer here, so you can hear it as if you were sitting here with the headphones on, which is really kind of cool. So let's start out by taking a look at the main menu screen here.
Start game button.
At the top, we have a start game button. And most of the things in the game are labeled. So now, obviously, some of the buttons are not going to be labeled, but that's okay because you're going to want to turn voiceover off when you play with buttons unlabeled for the most part anyway. Now, you don't have to, but you can. You can do it either way. So kind of, it really is, you know, pretty flexible app. So you got start game button, flicking to the right.
Resume button.
You have the resume game button, which you'll only get if you've unlocked different chapters in the game. Because obviously you can't resume if you haven't, you know, played that particular chapter. I should point out here as well, let me turn this down for a bit, that the only way you can save a game is if you completed a chapter. For example, let's say you have started on chapter 5, but you haven't completed it, and you have to, you know, you have to pause the game to go wash the cat or something, you know, throw it in the washer and then come back. Sorry. I'm not a cat fan. Sorry. But let's say you started playing Chapter 5 and you haven't completed Chapter 5 and you quit the game because there really is no option to save. Well, the way it works is when you come back and you start Soul Trapper, you can actually restart from where you left off. It'll have that resume button. You click that and it'll start at the beginning of Chapter 5. So it automatically saves. All that to say this, that it automatically saves at the end of each chapter. The only way, and there is a sort of workaround for this, the only way to save in the middle of a chapter is to pause the game with the pause button and lock your device. If you lock your device and pause the game, you can then resume right from where you left off in the chapter. Now, if you close the app from the app switcher, no good. You're going to have to restart from the beginning of the chapter. So that's my one con with this, is I think, and maybe it's just the way the game was implemented, that you can't save in the middle of a chapter, and they might have to redesign their whole game engine to make that possible or whatever. But that's one thing that I think that they could personally improve on. Okay, let's move on here. Exploring the main screen. So beside the resume button, you have
chapter select button.
Chapter select button, which you can quickly jump to any chapter you want to play. And you only get that option if you have beaten the game previously. I won't go into that. I won't give away the chapters. Let's keep going here.
Option button.
We have an options button, which, to the best of my understanding, gives you an option to calibrate your headphones. Any of you that have played, sound-only games for the computer, you'll understand how this works. And that's all we have. So let's go ahead and go back to the play game
start
button.
Game.
Start game.
Resume button. Start game. Button.
And we will simply start the game, and I'll interject my thoughts throughout the game. So here we go. This is Soul Trapper, folks. Chapter 1.
Nowadays, when I hear someone say something like, "I've been through hell today," or "I have the job from hell," I gotta laugh. They don't know the first thing about being in hell. I do. I've been there and back. My journey was a hard road, but it began, oddly enough, in a barn, owned by a horse rancher in the foothills off the 210 north of Burbank. All right. Hiding in the hayloft. Got it cornered.
Give it up, Casper! You're all mine!
Come on. That's the problem with ghosts. They can manipulate electromagnetic fields. Once the energy surges, the sparks start flying. And in an old barn like this, well... Son of a... That's all I need. Gotta get this fire out, fast! To my left is a water pump and an old wooden bucket. To my right is a ladder and some tools. In front of me is the hayloft. Behind me is the barn door.
Okay. So, let me just explain what happened here. I'm gonna turn this down for a bit. We got a bit of an intro. As you can tell, Kane is a Ghostbuster. His name is Kane Price, and we'll learn more about him as we go along in the story here. But basically, he's given us some options now.
To my left is a water pump and an old wooden bucket. To my right is a ladder and some tools. In front of me is the hayloft. Behind me is the barn door.
And we have buttons pertaining to each option. Now, you can find them with voiceover on. They're not labeled buttons.
To my left,
but I'm going to turn voiceover off here because I know where the buttons are on the screen. So I'm going to triple tap the home key to turn voiceover off.
Behind me is the barn.
Voiceover off.
And I'm going to try one of these options. Let's try.
To my left is a water pump.
He's just
going to
keep repeating
bucket.
That incessantly.
To my right is a ladder and some
so
tools.
Let's try to go up the loft.
In front of me. I can't reach it. Too high. To my left is a water pump and an old
wooden bucket. Okay, let's try the water pump.
Let me see if I can get enough water on these flames. Nah, it's no use. The flames are climbing up the walls fast. Focus on the ghost, Kane. To my left is a
okay,
water pump.
Okay, let's go to the right.
An old wooden bucket. To my right is a ladder and some tools. Maybe this ladder will reach the hayloft. Looks like it should reach. Ladder weighs a ton. To my left is a water pump.
Okay, now let's see if
bucket.
We can go up to the hayloft.
To my right is a ladder and some tools.
There we go.
Up I go. Soul Trap's picking up a presence. There, in the corner.
Dirty Harry had his .44 Magnum. Van Helsing had his crucifix and stake. I have the Soul Trap. It locks and loads on ghosts and lets me track and capture them.
I need to aim the Soul Trap at a ghost long enough for it to lock on.
Okay.
Then I pull the trigger to suck it in and capture it. It's off to the right.
Oops, I'm having a hard time finding the button.
Got away from me. Got a home.
And sometimes that does happen.
Aim to the left. Aim to the left. Oh, it got away from me.
Okay, I messed up. And see, sometimes it is a bit hard. Left. I'll explain this in a minute.
Aim to the left. It's off to the right. Fire! Got him. Uh-oh. Sounds like cop sirens. Better get down from here fast. The way back down is behind me.
Okay. I'm going to explain what I did there. Now, this is one segment of the game where you're going to want to turn voiceover off, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a real-time situation. You only have a certain amount of time to react to those sounds. You do have left and right buttons in this case on the screen. It's just left and right buttons. So when he says it's off to the left, you have to click the left button. You hear that whoosh panning over to the left following the sound of the ghost. When he says it's off to the right, you have to click the right button. And you have to find out where it is on the screen since there's no tactile indication. Now, some people have tried putting masking tape on their iPod screen. Some people have tried rubber bands. And you can do this. The downside of this, of course, is you don't want to go putting stuff on your case or on your iPod. At least I don't. The other downside is that in different parts of the game, the buttons are rearranged in different sequences on the screen and sometimes altogether in different places. So it can be a bit confusing. For me, it was a challenge, but it can be done. Folks, I have no sight whatsoever, and I'm doing this. You just have to keep practicing, have patience, and some puzzles are a little harder than others. So now we've got to get down from the hayloft, out of the burning barn, which is on fire. He's caught the ghost in the soul trap, and we'll learn more about that later on in the game. Let's turn the volume back up and get out of here.
Better get down.
Now, you can't actually die in this game. Now, let me point out, you can't actually die in this game, which is good, because you can go back and try the puzzles as many times as you want to.
Better get down from here.
You really have to be a patient person to beat Soul Trapper, but it's well worth the wait in the end. All right, let's get out of here.
Better get down from here fast. The way back down is behind me. Down I go. Smoke is heavy. Gonna end up a strip of smoked bacon if I don't bolt. Now.
Bacon.
To my left is a water pump and an old wooden bucket.
Okay, we're back where
we
started.
To my right is a ladder and some tools. In front of me is the hayloft. Behind me is the barn door.
Okay, so now we can go to the barn door.
About time to leave this tinderbox.
As you can tell, the sound quality is unbelievable. Very well done.
Got out of there just in time. Gotta hide the soul trap before the cops get here. It can't fall into the wrong hands. Rancher Rick is to my left. There's a well over to the right. Looks like the cavalry's coming from straight ahead. Behind me, the barn is a four-alarm disaster.
Okay, we're gonna go to the left. If I can find the button.
Did you capture the ghost?
I got it.
Thank you, Cain Price. God bless you.
Sorry about the barn, Señor Camarillo.
That devil spirit made the flames. I know it. It has threatened me with fire before. You're sure I'm rid of its presence?
Well, I'm sure.
Then the barn is a small price to pay.
Sounds like the cops are coming with the fire department.
My wife, she doesn't trust you. She called the police, told them you were loco, that you burned our barn down.
Just what I need. Another run-in with the law. Gotta act fast. I'd like to
so
trust Rancher Rick with the soul trap, but I can't. I don't trust anyone.
Our protagonist is a little bit shady.
There's a well over
so
to the
we're
right.
Learning some stuff about
Looks
it.
Like the cavalry's
Let's
coming
try the well
ahead.
On the right-hand side.
Behind me, the barn is a four-alarm disaster.
I'm trying to find a button.
I thought so. A well. I see the flashing lights. They're close. Fire trucks and, yep, the cops. I'll drop the soul trap in this bucket and lower it halfway down the well. Ned'll find it.
Freeze, or I'll blow your damn head off!
Trigger-happy cop. Keep your mouth shut, Kane. Do what they say.
Face down on the ground, now!
Hey, let's teach this punk a lesson.
I should point out as well that this game is a sort of a PG-13 type game due to language and
all right, barn burner.
Stuff like
you
that.
You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. He'll be appointed to you, but not by a barn burner.
Not by a... All right, guys, chapter 2.
I placed my one phone call to Dr. Ned Ross. Told him I was bruised and battered, but feeling well. Very well. Forrest Gump could have figured it out. Ned found the soul trap, bailed me out, and 4 hours later, we were back at my place. Home Sweet Home is a second-story, one-bedroom pigsty in the corner of Yucca and Cahuenga. What can I say? I'm cheap, and pretty classless. I'd rather spend what few bucks I have tooling up my ghost hunting gear than paying a wad on a more respectable crib. My ribs are killing me, but I can still taste that smoke.
So? I've been tasting smoke since I was younger than you. How old are you now?
27.
Started smoking my second year at Cal Poly. Hasn't done me any harm.
Ever try inhaling barn timbers?
36 years I've been smoking 3 packs a day. That's gotta equal a few barns, kid.
Fine. You're the recipient of the Black Lung Award.
Can I make a speech?
How about saying something useful? Like, you'll take the soul trap if I get locked away.
Forget it, Kane. As long as you have it, I think we're safe. If I end up with it, someone will come after it.
You have to take it. You're the one who built it.
Technically, it was your father who built it. I just designed it. Well, aspects of it.
You know what I mean.
If you get locked up, I think we should just destroy it.
You're crazy. We'll make a decision later. Right now, I'm ready to rock. Get me inside.
Get on the gurney, wire yourself up, and get your noggin settled.
The soul trap isn't just a weapon. It's a means of communication. With Ned's help, I can project my consciousness, my soul, into the device. It's a hell of a trip. You never know what you're gonna find inside.
You're wired and ready. Take your mind to Alpha.
It's like having an acid trip inside a lucid dream. Sometimes, when my mind is racing, it takes hours. Sometimes a few minutes. It's a combination of meditation, Kriya breathing techniques, biofeedback, and prayer that puts my brain on a certain wavelength that lets my soul leave my body and travel deep into the soul trap.
Relax, kid. Match your heartbeat to the patterns.
Bit of bad sound editing there. Okay, now notice I have not had voiceover on up until this point. I'm still not going to turn voiceover on. I'll show you when we do need voiceover. Now, as I said, you do have to find out where the buttons are on the screen. Now, for each chapter, there's a still image on the screen, so they are just pictures. However, if you're playing the game when kids are around, you might not want to have the thing on. There's a picture of a barn burning in the first scene. There's a picture of some demons later on in the game. So just be aware of that. And if you are younger, I'm not sure what the age rating on this game is, but I would recommend 12 or older simply due to some of the subject matter and language. So you have been warned, and I am not liable for anything that you do. So there you go. It's free country. Do what you want. So now we have a beating heart on the screen. There's a picture of there's a little graphic of a heart, and you have to tap it in time with Kane's heartbeats to slow down his breathing, slow down his heart rate, so he can enter the soul trap. So that this is an interactive part, and we have to do this. So I'm going to do it now. As soon as I find the button. Now, if we do it too fast, that happens. So you can't really lose.
Keep it up.
So he tells you, you got it, keep it up. And you can hear it slowing down. And you have to match it. This is where my skills as a drummer kind of come in. Because I can use that. You can hear it slowing down. We're almost in the soul trap now. There we go.
The more I do it, the easier it gets. But every journey inside takes a real toll on my body. The room where I land was designed to look like the prototypical interrogation room. Some ghosts get intimidated in such a cold place. Some don't. Most ghosts refuse to leave the earthly realm for one reason or another. The soul trap lets me give them a shove. By throwing a lever, I open the door that banishes the spirit from the earthly realm to the afterlife. Ahead of me is the ghost. He looks like he's from the late 1800s. Behind me is my way out.
Okay, so let's go talk to the ghost.
Can't leave until I've finished with this ghost.
Wrong button.
Ahead of me is the ghost.
Dad Bird, what's this all about? Where in tarnation am I? You some kind of lawman?
Do I look like one?
You got me locked up in this here cold room. This metal furniture under this single light that's not even lit by a flame.
What should I talk to this guy about?
Okay. Now comes the point where you'll want to enable voiceover, because these buttons that give you different things to talk to the ghost about, in a lot of cases, this is the same throughout the game.
What should I talk to this guy
about? These buttons are labeled and are perfectly readable by voiceover. So at this point, I'm going to turn voiceover on.
What should I talk to this guy about?
Voiceover on. Soul Trapper. Chapter 2. Full Skull.
And except for the real-time stuff in the game, you can choose to leave voiceover on. Now, this is at your discretion, however you want to do this. I find that once you know the location of the buttons, it's easier to turn voiceover off. That's just me. So let's see what options we have to ask him. As Kane repeatedly asks us,
what should I talk to this guy about?
So let's find out.
Inside the Soul Trap.
Inside the Soul Trap. That's where we are.
What should I talk to this guy about?
Ask his name.
Ask why he haunts the ranch.
Ask why he haunts the ranch.
Button.
And those are our only two choices right
what
now.
What should I talk
ask why he haunts the ranch.
About?
Ask his name. Button.
Tell me your name.
Ask his name.
Peter Jackson's the name. Gold mining's the game. Dadgum. Can't believe I got taken in by a horn-swoggling pup like you.
Okay, and I guess you could learn the location of these buttons on the screen as well, but
ask why he haunts the ranch.
In some cases, you want to do it in a certain order.
Why were you ask why he haunts the ranch.
Your tongue, you spirit-spoiling sprout! I don't know what you're spouting on about!
Listen up, pal. For whatever reason, when you died, you didn't want to exit peacefully through your portal. So how would you like a nice shove? I have that power. So start spilling your beans.
All right. The year was 1867. I was tin-panning in the hills of Tahunga Canyon, near the Monte Cristo gold mine. I wasn't making a lick of progress, but it seemed like everyone around me was yelling Eureka. One of those miners told me about a sure way to strike it rich.
Go on.
You had to light yourself some candles and summon up one of the devil's cohorts, a demon that goes by the name of Berith. For the cost of your soul, that old demon would turn worthless metal into pure gold. Well, I summoned me up that demon and gave him a hunk of iron pyrite the size of a bear skull.
Fool's gold.
Well, that fool's gold became real gold.
And you got rich.
That I did.
Enjoy your fortune?
Hell yeah. Until I blew it.
How?
Gambled away a lot of it. Made a lot of friendly women very wealthy. Drank an ocean of whiskey. And got swindled out of the rest of it.
All right. Let's see what else we got.
Ask why he haunts the ranch.
What should I talk to this guy about?
Okay, we have to find...
Ask how... Inside the soul trap. Ask how he died. Button.
Ask how he died.
What should I talk to this guy about? How'd you die?
Ask how he died.
Got desperate for that which I pissed away. Tried to rob a bank, but botched it. Ended up shooting a deputy in cold blood. A posse of dad-burned lawmen tracked me down on the land where you trapped me and hung me from an oak tree by where that barn stood.
Okay.
Ask why he hasn't moved on. Button. Ask why he hasn't moved on. Button.
Why
ask why
did
he hasn't
you
moved
refuse
on.
To move on?
I'm afraid of that door made of light. I don't want to open it for fear of what's on the other side. Someone's waiting for me there. I know it.
All right.
Ask how he died.
Ahead of me is the ghost.
Button.
Okay.
He looks like he's from the 1800s.
I'm gonna turn voiceover
behind
off
me
now.
Is my way out.
You let me go, and I'll never bother another Dad Burn soul. You got my word on that, Sheriff.
See if he can find the button to release
it. It was time to send Skeeter to the great beyond. He was right about one thing. Someone was waiting for him on the other side of that door.
What do you plan to do there, Sheriff? Listen here, lawman. You turn me loose and I'll make you a fortune.
Not today. Happy trails, partner.
No! You can't!
You could hunt forever, Chimpana, if he not gone.
Nice.
Fool's gold? Damn straight.
The ambience is incredible, as you guys can hopefully hear. All right, let's get out of here.
Better get back to the land of the living. Oh, mission accomplished.
A tin panner. You just met a man who died over a century ago. Amazing.
Freaking amazing.
Who are the demons?
Barath, for sure. Turns metal to gold, and probably Valifor, if I had to guess. He leads thieves to the gallows.
Hate to sound like an old grandma, but you better get some rest. Your vital signs were spiking up and down the whole time.
I can rest later. I gotta prep for my trial.
What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? I'd say I'm going to prison, dude. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right. Chapter 3.
There I was, in what had become a familiar place, an L.A. County courtroom. The trial was shorter than one of Kimbo Slice's fights on YouTube. My ever-optimistic public defender walked me through the paces.
Here's how it's gonna go down. You'll stand, the judge will sentence you, and you'll be led out in iron footwear and cuffs straight to county. Good luck, kid. And watch out in those showers.
Order in the court. Kane Price, please rise. Before I commence sentencing, is there anything you'd like to ask, Mr. Price?
Yes. Did Nickelback tickets go on sale this morning, or is it tomorrow?
I assure you this is not a joke, Mr. Price. Order in my court! Kane Price, I hereby sentence you to 2 years of supervised probation and community service. Court adjourned.
Your Honor, this is an outrage. As the DA on the case, I demand to know why he's being allowed to walk free.
I repeat, court adjourned. Mr. Price, I want to see you in my chambers immediately.
What do you know? Christmas comes early.
Sorry, that was my clock.
Now what do I do?
That was my clock on my iPod.
To my left is the prosecutor. Dude likes me about as much as he likes his yearly colonoscopy. To my right is my public defender, all 300 pounds of him. Ahead of me is Judge Dupree's chambers, and behind me is the door leading out into the hallway.
All right, let's go to the right.
Am I good or am I good? You owe me big time, kid.
The city probably pays off this tub of lard and cheesecakes. To my left is the prosecutor.
All right, let's go to the left. Where's the button?
To my left.
So what do you have on the judge, punk?
I got 8x10 glossies of him in bed, with the ghost of Anna Nicole Smith.
Go ahead, crack wise. I'll put you in L.A. County sooner or later. The skinheads and cell block deal crack you wise.
Nice play on words. See ya.
Now, you know, the other interesting thing
ahead
about this game...
Ahead of me is Judge Dupree's chambers.
And I don't know much about California,
the hallway.
But I actually heard somebody comment on how all the locations in California are actually in their proper place
chambers.
In this game.
And behind
all,
me is the door leading out
they're
into
all
the hallway.
Real locations. So let's go to the judge's chambers now.
That's where my rotund public defender was sitting.
Oh.
Looks like he buckled the chair. Ahead of me is Judge
Dupree's
chambers.
Oh, cool.
Dupree's
let's go to the left.
And behind me is the door leading out into the hallway. That's the prosecutor's bench. He's wigging out over this verdict. Ahead of me is
so
Judge
see, it's
Dupree's
a it's
chambers.
A lot like a text adventure.
And behind me is the door. That's where my rotund public defender was sitting.
Yeah.
Looks like he buckled the chair. Ahead of me is Judge. Better go see the judge.
There we go. Got it that time.
Andrew.
You really did me a solid, Judge.
and you repay me by cracking wise in my courtroom. Dumb move, kid. You're lucky I didn't toss you in the slammer for 3 months for that.
My bad. I don't know why I did that.
You did it because by nature you're a smart little punk. Same as you were when I met you in juvie 10 years ago.
Listen, I appreciate everything you've done for me. You know that.
Cover your tracks better, kid. Remember, I'm the only person in this godforsaken city who actually believes your cockamamie stories. I put a lot of strings for you, but I can't keep protecting you. The next time you get busted, you're going away.
Okay. The next time I throw down on a violent, desperate ghost, I'll ask him to go light.
Just destroy the soul trap and get on with your life.
I can't do that.
That device is a curse. You can't beat what's not of this world.
I can try. I have to try.
Good luck, kid. Keep your nose clean. If I see you in this building again...
Ahead of me is the judge. Behind me is the door back to the courtroom.
Okay.
Thanks, Your Honor. Back in the courtroom. Hope it's my last visit here. Ahead of me is Judge Dupree's chambers, and behind me is the door leading out into the hallway. I'm out of here. A lousy day was about to get better. I noticed her standing in the back of the courtroom when I was awaiting the sentence. She was wearing white, and for a second, I had the notion that she might be an angel sent to tip the scales of justice my way. But my thoughts went from saintly to sinful as soon as she took a seat behind me. A Donna Karen suit and a Kate Spade bag to go with a nose stud and a yellow rose tat that revealed itself when she bent to retrieve her iPhone pouch from the floor. She was different.
Kane. Kane Price, can I speak to you?
Sure you can speak to me. The way you look, I may even speak back.
Eva Kells, LA Times.
I don't need a subscription. I get my news online.
I'm a reporter.
No comment.
Listen, Kane, I'm on your side. I want to write about you. Get your story out. I want to separate the myth from the truth. I want to help you clear your name.
I guess you didn't hear me, so I'll repeat. No comment.
Look, here's my card. All my digits are there. Home, work, sell. Give me a call. Anytime. Just think about it.
Watching her walk away was the highlight of my day. Maybe my year. She was smoking hot. If she were anything but a reporter, I'd have been chasing her like a puppy chasing his tail. But I couldn't afford publicity. Then or now. Looks like the elevator is straight down the hall. The courtroom is behind me. Better get home. Hey,
all right.
Hold that elevator.
One more chapter we're playing, guys, and that's chapter 4, and that completes the free version of Soul Trapper. So let's play this last chapter.
Back in my apartment. Even by my low standards, this is a sorry dump. To my left is the door. To my right is my desk with my phone and Mac. Straight ahead is my Ivor unit, my interdimensional voice recorder. I built it myself, out of magnets, steel coils, and crystals. Believe it or not, it lets me communicate with a spirit named Carl. I have no idea who or what Carl is, or why he can communicate with me, but he usually offers good advice. He's kind of like my supernatural Google. The Ivor's not working right now. It fried a crystal. Behind me is my bedroom. That's where I keep the soul trap hidden.
Okay, the phone's over to the right, so let's go to the right.
To my left is the door. To my right is my desk.
And he kind of reminds you.
Straight ahead. Hello?
Am I speaking to Kane Price?
Maybe.
Kane, my name is Stax Fabian. I own the CNS Traveling Carnival. I have a problem that I believe only you can help me solve.
The owner of a traveling carnival claimed that a ghost in the guise of a circus clown was haunting his carnival. And the ghost clown appeared to be malicious, as it had attacked some carnival patrons. Maybe even lured some to their deaths. He offered me $5,000 to trap Bozo the ghost. I decided to drive out to Canoga Park and pay a visit to the carnival.
Okay, go to the left.
Who's that?
Package for Kane Price. Sign here.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, you look good in brown, dude. A box from my pal Seamus in Dublin. Crystals from Ireland. Attaboy, Seamus. Now to find a crystal that matches the one that fried. Let's see. Where did I put that cracked one? Here it is. Okay. I need to find one just like that in the box. I'll work through them. Left to right.
It's kind of a sound-orienting game, sort of. You gotta find the sound that matches that.
Here it is.
So hit play it again.
Okay. I need to find one just like that.
I think there's a couple different ways you can do this. You can either go by sounds, or you can click the button, and it will simply
this isn't the right
choose a crystal until it gets to the right one. There it is.
Perfect. Now I can fix the Ivor. Let me put this crystal in place. Power's on. Now to tune the ectometer left or right and listen for Carl. When I hear him, I need to lock onto his voice and secure the signal.
Okay, so we have to do that. Again, there are two buttons, left and right, and one in the center. The center is used to lock on. So we have to listen to these ghostly radio stations and pick the one that Carl's on. Not that one.
Oh, untimely death.
There he is. Where's the lock button?
Oh, untimely death.
I can't find it.
Carl?
There we go.
Nowhere man. Can you hear me?
Yes.
CNS Carnival, a ghost clown. Can you help me? Overheated, but at least I got through to him. Sounds like he said tears or tears. Or maybe it was Terrell. I'm not sure. Damn. To my left is the door. To my right is my desk with my phone and Mac.
Okay, let's go to the right.
Behind me is my bedroom.
Let's go to the right.
All right. Google Terrell. Or was he saying terrible? Man, this could mean anything. Let me try to Google the CNS Carnival. Oh, here's a link to LAGhostZone.com. About 40 comments from visitors who claim to have seen or photographed a ghost clown.
I have no idea if that's a real website or not.
Totally photoshopped. Photo of a couple of orbs near the funhouse. Interesting. Oh, a clown face peering from the funhouse door. That looks real. Definitely not doctored. This place is worth a look.
Okay, let's go back to the bedroom, grab the soul trap.
To my left. I keep the soul trap in a safe in the bedroom. Now, what was that combination again? 3 to the right, 6 to the left, 7 to the right, 6 to the left, then open.
And we have to match this combination. And if we don't do it in 2 tries,
bingo.
Okay, if we hadn't done it in 2 tries, he would have shot the lock off. That's pretty cool, too.
Got it. Now I can go hunting. I'm done in here. The rest of my apartment is dead ahead.
All right, so we're going back to the main room.
To my left is the door.
And we're going out the door.
To my right is my desk with my phone and Mac. On to the carnival.
All right, guys, that's it for the free version of Soul Trapper. Now, you may say, why did you play through the whole free version? Why did you not leave it a mystery? Well, the reason the free version is there is to give you the ability to learn how to use all the controls in Soul Trapper so you can get used to the buttons. I wanted to play through it to show you how it worked. Now, you can go download the free version, and you can most certainly play through it yourself and see if you can figure out the buttons for yourself, and I'm certainly available to help. I'd prefer not to receive questions via email because I'm not the kind of person that can write out lengthy answers as to how to do complex stuff. Now, if you get stuck in chapter 18, the only thing I can tell you is, and I'm not going to spoil anything by saying this. The only thing I can tell you is that you need to practice. You need to listen very carefully. You need to focus. And it's going to take you a couple tries before you can do it consistently every time. But hey, that's part of the fun of the game, okay? It's part of the fun. Don't let it spoil you or mess anything up. I'm sure you'll have a good time doing it, so keep it fun. Oops. Didn't mean to do that. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to this podcast. This has been Darren Duff for Blind Cool Tech. And we've been talking about Soul Trapper. Pick this game up in the App Store for $6 or $6.99, I think it is. I actually forget how expensive it is. And if you're lucky like me, you'll catch it on the day when it's on sale for 99 cents. Well, hope you enjoy the game. If you have any questions, I'd prefer you to Skype me. Skype is DuffMan31279. That's DuffMan. 31279 Delta Uniform Foxtrot Foxtrot Mike Alpha November 31279. Email address is duff379@gmail.com if you must email me. Well, all right, guys. Hope you enjoyed the game, and I'll see you again soon for another fun podcast. This is Darren Duff for Blind Cool Tech. God bless, stay safe, and have fun.